not, people can go to townhall.com and read the post, but I'll be right back, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Camelot. Camelot. I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8, the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.
21 minutes after the hour, America, I'm playing all Camelot show tunes today at the request of Michael Patrick Tracy, John Wayne Gacy, Dahmer. He is Conservative LA on Twitter. He's a Cooist. He's part of the universe. And he sent out a special appeal today that, since it's Cooist Friday, when it gets really rowdy on the after show on the universe, that
Camelot.
I warm everything up with his favorite
tracks. I know it gives a person form.
Tracks. And this is number one. But he's a Camelot guy. Pretty much plays every day, all day, in his house.
The legal laws.
So anything from Michael Patrick Tracy, John Wayne Gacy, Dahmer,
upon the hillside,
who is
by 9 p.m. the moon
a member of the universe, as you should be. Let me tell you, we've got a lot going on today. Putin has halted all talks with the White House. Meanwhile, Russian airplanes have violated Ukrainian airspace repeatedly. But the article's up at weeklystandard.com. I'll be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
The lusty month of May, that lovely month when everyone goes blissfully astray.
Welcome back again, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. If you're just joining us, I'm playing this because a loyal listener, Michael Patrick Tracy, John Wayne Gacy, Dahmer, who blogs at tweets at Conservative LA, his favorite music is Camelot. He's been bugging us for about 10 years to play the Camelot soundtrack, so we're happy to do that for him. Yesterday, Jim Acosta of CNN asked a pretty tough question of President Obama. That's scarier than if he's just lying bold-faced. I'll be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
The seven deadly virtues, those ghastly little traps. Oh, no, my liege, they were not meant for me. Those seven deadly virtues were made for other chaps who love a life of failure and ennui. Take courage.
44 minutes after the hour, America. Lots to do today. Brian Wusper is going to come up and talk about that amazing Apple quarter and the other news coming out of Wall Street today. We're keeping our eye on the Ukraine where Russian overflights. We're looking for Frank Dowse and an explosion at a Crimean checkpoint. But I'll come back to that in a second. I'm getting a lot of hate mail. And a lot of hate mail because I'm playing Camelot show tunes. And the fact of the matter is, Michael Patrick Tracy, John Wayne Gacy, Dahmer, who is a Twitter follower at Hugh at Conservative LA, and he's kind of something of he's an odd duck, but he does listen to the show, and he's a member of the universe, and he loves show tunes, and he asked me to do this. He's been asking me to do this for years, and if someone is a member of the universe and they ask me for years to play Camelot soundtrack one day, just all the bumps, I will do it for him. I mean, he's a loyal member of the universe, and he sends me lots of long letters and puts pictures of himself in there and says, please, please, please play Camelot. And I finally dug into it, and he is a graduate of East San Gabriel High School. And it turns out, I think he's a 1986 graduate of East San Gabriel High School. Maybe it was 87 or 80, I can't remember. It turns out they did Camelot there in his senior year, and he tried out for a role. And he did not get... Everybody wants to be Lancelot, right? Because then you get the... That's what you want.
No matter the pain, he ought to be unwinceable. Impossible deeds should be his daily fare. But where in the world is there? So extraordinary.
All right, so that's what he wanted. And then he didn't get Lancelot. And so he said, okay, can I be King Arthur? And he tried pretty hard for King Arthur. And King Arthur gets the title song. Yeah, the number one song is at least...
And exits March the 2nd on the dot. By order, summer lingers through September in Camelot. 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 I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8, the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.
And the sad part is, Michael Patrick Tracy got the role of King Arthur as a boy. Didn't get to sing. He was the Nicholas Bovey character in the movie, if you remember it. And that's okay. Some kids develop late and they don't have a voice, and it's okay. But he's always loved Camelot, and it's one of those things where you just didn't get the break. Didn't go your way, and he picked himself up, and he is he's a fine, upstanding member of the universe, and he loves show tunes, and we're happy to help him. Now, I want to go back and play for you just a little bit about James Carville last night. James Carville was on O'Reilly last night, and just this means they're starting to crack around the White House. It's unbelievable. I'll be right back. 1-800-520-1234. Connection to the Hugh Hewitt Show.
C'est moi, I'm forced to admit, 'tis I humbly reply. That mortal who these marvels can do, c'est moi, is I. I've never.
Michael Patrick Tracy, John Wayne Gacy Dahmer is a blogger and a tweeter at Conservative LA. And I am making good on a long, long delayed promise. He has been begging me for years to use the Camelot soundtrack as the bumps, because when he tried out for the play at East San Gabriel High School about 30 years ago, he was passed over. And it's just kind of sad. He was the young King Arthur, and he agreed to be that. And then he played the understudy to Tom of Warwick. And honestly, if that's your gig, don't you have anything better to do in high school? And the answer is no, he didn't. And that's how that ended up. So that's why, please don't be hating. Malibu, what was that movie? Malibu, is Malibu Cool, where the kid kept saying, don't be hating? Malibu something. Denver, Colorado. Hey, Tom, you're on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Hey, Hugh. Hey.
Let's get Susana Martinez to take the New Mexico votes and Kasich to take the Ohio votes. Let Scott Walker bring in the people from Wisconsin. When there's an open state, you know, you can have a big pile on. I think Romney would win those that were his favorite home states, but I think he'd get there with 20 different people with delegates. And then you can't steal a convention like that. You come out representing the party. I'll be right back, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Feeling tonight, he's numb. He shakes, he quails, he quakes. And that's what the king is doing tonight.
Welcome back, America. Morning glory and evening grace on Friday. It's always our happy day. Coming up next hour, an hour of Hillsdale with the Dante Purgatorio on the table. And we are treating you, courtesy of Michael David Tracy Patrick Wainwright Gacy Dahmer. Conservative LA is how I know him. He's a tweeter and a member of the universe. If you're not a member of the universe, you ought to join. We have a lot of fun there. There's an extra hour of radio every single day hosted by Generalissimo, although it's metastasizing in something of a coup plot. to take over the show. Most of the good audio is held back from me, actually, and then played on the after show.
I gave you good audio today.
I know. I had to ask for it. I had to go in there and skulk around and look for it in an attempt to put an end to the coup. And so I've got great audio for you coming up. Brian Westbury after the break. But the aforementioned conservative L.A. on Twitter passed over for a role in Camelot in high school, has been singing the show tune relentlessly, almost OCD, Camelotian, since then. And to be an OCD Camelotian is a little annoying. All the references in the chat room to Camelot, the grabs from the lyrics. And he was the young King Arthur, but he didn't get a part. So I'm playing for him to put an end to this. I'm just going to play all bumps from Camelot today until we get, of course, to the Hillsdale dialogue. Now, this is the strangest quote. Dwayne, in the Obama South Korea press conference, did you get the question that the president answered about the swimmer? Anything. Nothing. Zero. We'll be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show with Brian Westbury. Don't go anywhere.
Once upon the road, I came upon a lad singing in a voice three times his size. When I asked him why.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. President Obama today. Evidently, there was a Putin said something about drowning, and so he got asked about it. And it just led to that bizarre thing. Listen more, learn more on The Hugh Hewitt Show. Frank Dowes joins us next on The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Far from day, far from night, out of time, out of sight, in between.
34 minutes after the hour, America, the things I do for my listeners at Conservative LA on the Twitter account, obsessed with Camelot, asked me to use all the bump music today from that, and I'm not judging. Don't be hating, but it's a burden, and I only do it for a few people, but he's a little obsessed with Camelot. Joined now by Frank Dowes, who is military attaché to Kiev. Frank Dowes, thank you, Frank. Stay tuned.
What do the simple folk do to help them escape when they're blue? The shepherd who is ailing, the milkmaid who is glum, the cobbler who is wailing.
44 minutes after the hour, America, to Hewitt. I'm playing Camelot show tunes today at the request of a Twitter follower at Conservative LA, who is also a member of the Universe, which will be on today. The after show, after coup, will continue immediately with Lilacs. If you're a member or a subscriber to the Universe, you get every hour of every show, every day, anytime you want, plus the after show and many other fringe benefits. Including a chat room, which is lively and full of people applauding Conservative LA today for his theatrical career, which I gather extended into community college and remains today active in community theater in the Valley. And when he is going to be doing cabaret in the role of Joel Gray, that role is coming up, and he's very proud of that. And we will let you know when Conservative LA is Joel Gray, that role. I don't know what the name of that role was in cabaret. When he plays it, I will let you know when that happens. He did not get the role that he wanted when the high school production he tried out for Camelot happened, and he's been a little bit obsessed with that, and he's waiting for a community. If anyone knows of a community theater that is producing Camelot, let Conservative follow him. All you people out there, community theater buff, follow Conservative LA and give him your tips. I was sent an article by a wonderful guy. I met Steve Lefebvre at Fall been turned over. I mean, that's just, it's wild. I'll be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Could I leave you running merrily through the snow? Or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire's glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so? Oh no, not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall. No, never could I leave you.
Five minutes after the hour, American Hugh Hewitt. I saved that for the last bump we do, the hour of Hillsdale next. Dante for at Conservative LA on Twitter. Conservative LA, he told us he always cries when he hears that. He cannot help himself. Some people have deeply embedded emotional reactions to music, and when he hears Robert Goulet singing "If Ever I Could Leave You," we'll go out with that again so he can just sob uncontrollably through the 3.5 minutes. Coming up, Dante. So many of you loved the first 2 hours of Dante last week. Well, it gets better. Purgatorio coming up with Dante. On the Coldstream Creamery, as the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt acknowledged, it's a terrific ice cream, but it isn't Strickland's. We will bring you updates on Twitter and, of course, break in with breaking news if anything happens in the Ukraine now. But Dante, straight ahead. Don't go anywhere except to Purgatorio. And maybe to console conservative LA on Twitter, he's sobbing, and he just said so in the chat room. I didn't mean to make him cry. Sorry, conservative LA. I'll be right back with Larry Arn, Steve Smith on the Hugh Hewitt Show.